Your name, please?
John Trudell.
And your occupation and position?
Well, I like to think that I'm in the land repossessing business. I'm an Indian, as you're well aware of, from Alcatraz. And
Mr. Trudell, does the American people owe the Indian anything?
Well, my viewpoint on that is yes, definite yes. They owe us something. I don't know if I would go so far as to say that it is entirely materialistic things that they owe us. But they owe us certain rights, like we have the right to be free in this country. And as Indians, we're not.
This is Viewpoint, a series of unrehearsed and personal interviews with people from all walks of life, produced by the Episcopal Church and brought to you as a news and public affairs program of this station. Today's guest is John Trudell, a Sioux Indian and member of the group of Indians who took over Alcatraz Island. Here is the moderator of the award-winning series Viewpoint, the Reverend Dana F. Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy.
Welcome to Viewpoint, Mr. John Trudell. I wonder if many of the American people understand or know very much about the way Indians first came to our continents.
In our way, is we are people of the land. We have been here. Our Maker created us here. Now, with the from the white point of view, I believe it is that we came over from Asia across the Bering Strait. And they've been trying to back this up, and they've got theories on it, but nothing concrete on it. And we like to believe, and our spiritual belief is that we are people of the land.
Did the Indians way back through the centuries have any culture that amounted to anything, or did they have any lifestyle that can be identified now, say in North America and in South America?
Yes, they definitely had that. It's our cultures that amounted to anything. I think with what we had, for one thing, is what the rest of the world is looking for today. Because people aren't aware of this. Like I know it's the average American's the stereotype of the Indian is that we were uncivilized and we were heathens because we had no religion. But our whole lifestyle was based upon our religion. Like there were approximately 16 million Native American people in the Americas when Europeans came. And it's like there were 16 million individual prayers every day giving thanks for our lives. We didn't build temples or churches and have one man stand in front of everyone and worship this way. We did it as individuals. And even one thing that's one of the important parts of our culture or our heritage that have carried through is the concept of democracy and the concept of freedom. It's like I've heard people go to school and they read about and learn about the United States Constitution and how it was white conceived, and it's a white program. But United States Constitution, the white Constitution, I'll call it, was taken from the Iroquois people, the Iroquois League of Nations. It was taken from their concepts of democracy. So therefore, the very concept of democracy in this country was taken from the Indian way of life. We had, with our constitutions, though, we didn't write them, we lived them.
And they were word of mouth.
Right. It was ingrained in the people. It was set up so that everything you did was for the good of the people, because with our civilization, we did have a civilization. With our civilization, you had to work for the good of the people because it was necessary for survival. We didn't have progress. We didn't have the progress that this society has developed. But we had a closeness with the people. It's like one man, one of the whole concepts of our civilization was that respect. You have to respect your brother's dream, or you respected God by respecting your environment. You respected God by living with nature instead of against it. And these are things that carry over. It's like even down to the much of today's food, corn, potatoes. This was taken from Indian people. The very survival of the first Europeans to come to America was brought about by Indian cooperation.
A great deal of the probably twisted tradition which white people have learned about Indians were that they were very cruel. They had things like running the gauntlet and all of that. Is there truth to this?
Depends on where you place how you define cruelty. Running the gauntlet to our civilization, to our people then, wasn't cruelty because we lived a very hard life. To me, locking a man up in prison because he can't pay his bills is cruel. To me, locking a man up in prison because of the circumstances his society or his environment dictates, that's cruel. So it's I don't think that our people were cruel. The punishments were, in many areas, harsh when someone was against the good of the people. But in most cases, the punishment was to expose this individual, bring shame upon him, and then he would get back into place. Or they used such forms as banishment, banishing from the tribe. And with the cruelty here, it's like people, when they think in terms of cruelty with Indians of long ago, they think about things like scalping and burning at the stake and whatever, you know. But scalping is, that was brought by the whites also. It's a white-introduced method of war. They used scalping. See, at one time there was a bounty placed on Indian people. And this happened on both coasts, east and west, areas of the southwest also. And at first, in the beginning, it was the bounty was paid for the head, but the head was too cumbersome to carry. So that's where eventually it got to the scalp. And then you could prove that the Indian was dead by having a scalp, because it would be the only way that they would get it, you know. It was also along the lines here of whites, we who were cruel never used germ warfare on anyone. We never gave smallpox-contaminated blankets to peaceful people.
Are most of the Indians on reservations?
Yeah. I'd say about half of the Indian people are on reservations.
Now, why did you take over Alcatraz? I understand that you're one of those who actually were part of this and are part of it.
I've been there since November 29th, 9 days after it started. And we took Alcatraz because we wanted America to know that there are Indians here. We wanted America to know that the Indians here are, that we as Indian people are having to live under extremely oppressive conditions. We live in poverty. Well, America, the richest country in the world. We, the people of the land, are the poorest and the richest. America, which leads the world in employment. We, the people of the land, lead America in lack of it. America, which is one of the world's leaders in life expectancy. We, the people of the land, lead America in shortness of life expectancy. America, which is one of the leaders of the world in medical facilities for its people. We lead America in lack of medical facilities. And everything that America leads the world in, we lead America in it too, but the lack of it. We don't have any, there isn't any real justice for us in this land. I mean, when we get down to law at any level, state, local, federal law, the Congress doesn't really protect us. The federal government, which has set up agencies to take care and protect our interest, these agencies do not do it. And we want to know why. I mean, that's part of Alcatraz. We would like to know why. And more than that, we are saying that it's got to stop, because I think really, basically, we do know why, but we want white America to admit it.
And what is the reason?
I think it's because America, which is the melting pot of the world and the melting pot of races, everyone is giving up their identity as a race, but we don't want to. We want to, our cultural ties are too strong, our beliefs are too strong. And it's America is becoming very highly technology. The technology is so highly developed now that there's almost no room left in America for individualism. And we feel that all people should have their own group integrity. It's because, like, once you lose your identity, you've lost it all. There's nothing then. Then we will become like the rest of America, searching for something that we can't find. And we've already got it.
And after Alcatraz, what would you hope may happen?
All right, with Alcatraz, we hope to, we want the right to control our own destiny, to determine it. We want the right to take care of our own people. Because for 70 years now, since the wars have ended, it hasn't been done for us. So we want to do these things ourselves. We want to see the laws straightened out. Because the legal system in America is very slowly, well, not slowly anymore, starting to rapidly strangle us as a race of people. We're losing our land, still losing our land. Our children are still being taken away from us, Dakota, in the name of education or Christianity. These are things that we want to stop. We don't want to be like the white society until the white society has proven that it has something that's worth imitating.
Mr. Trudell, why are you proud to be an Indian?
It's very hard to say, but I don't know. There's so many reasons, but it's like, as an Indian, I have nothing to be ashamed of. My people have nothing to be ashamed of because we have done no wrong. Because when you look into areas that in life that really do matter, we have done no wrong. But you look at the surface matters of life, I mean, just what's on top. Look at the stereotype, such as we're lazy, trunks. We do not learn as well as the whites. These things are all untrue. We know it. It's not we're not any lazier, not any dirtier, not any more ignorant than any other man. And these are the only things that could possibly make any Indian feel shame is being told this. But once we open our eyes to this fact, and you know, we are getting away from that now. I have known Indian people that, young people that were ashamed because of this, but that's stopping now. We're getting away from this. We're getting kind of putting ourselves back together again. We've lived, we're trying to undo all the wrong that's been done, some of the harm that's been done to us. To be an Indian is, it's got something, it has meaning for me.
Thank you very much, Mr. John Trudell, for being with us and for giving us your viewpoint.
Thank you.
This has been Viewpoint, an unrehearsed and personal interview, produced by the Division of Radio and Television of the Episcopal Church, and presented in cooperation with the National Council of Churches and the Council of Churches of the City of New York as a news and public affairs program of this station. Today's guest was John Trudell, a Sioux Indian and member of the group of Indians who took over Alcatraz Island.